2018 was a year of amazing stories. It was a year of individual stories, of people being healed, of addictions being shed away, of relationships being restored, and new friendships being made. And it was a year of great big stories. There were heartwarming stories like when the 12 boys were rescued from the cave in Thailand, and there were divisive stories. Let's not forget one of the most important stories of the year, the one where people took sides and were adamant that they were right. You remember, Yanny versus Laurel. It's Laurel for the record. I want you to join me for a few moments as we take a look back at the story of the Vineyard Church of Central Illinois in 2018. Let me set the scene for you. It's been roughly 40 years in the making. The Vineyard Church of Central Illinois is about to embark on a journey like none other. But first, there are some mundane tasks that need to be taken care of. And this is where we first meet our characters. Let me tell you, like any good story, the characters in this story, they are something. Well, just take a look for yourself.
You know, being a senior executive pastor is a really big job. You know, I frequently have to check in our teams and make sure this church is just functioning really well, right? Sometimes it can be really frustrating, you know, when I have to make tough decisions or settle disputes.
No.
You just have some really difficult conversations.
I can't, nobody can wear this, nobody. Get your stuff together, I'm tired of having to deal with this. It's freaking, come on.
But I know God's called me uniquely to this role, and you know, with 2018 coming to a close, I decided that today I'm going to visit some of our staff members and give them their annual performance review. They've been dying to know, have they been doing well? Have they not been doing well? What do I think? So I'm gonna make sure that I'm helping make sure everything's functioning well and going well. So I've asked some assistance here from one of our team's finest, and this is, Lindsay, I think. Wait, what is it you do exactly?
Well, actually,
it actually doesn't really matter, but you're coming along anyway. So anyway, let's off to our first review. Come on. Put in an IT request, Lily. We need them to clean their own space. That's the request that I want to have. Ryan, would you please get back to work? What are you doing in here?
What is this?
Tyler, it's time for your review.
No. I'm not doing this. I had to put up with your wife's shenanigans last year. I'm not doing this clip again. No video this year. Out.
He's gone, British. He's gone. Okay, he's gone. Let's go. British is not good.
That is the man I married. And for the record, I was not that bad in last year's video, Tyler. Well, we love to have fun around here, but whether Mike thinks it or not, he isn't the main character in this story. Jesus is. Jesus is actually the reason for all of this. In our series, Live Like Jesus, we looked at who Jesus is and who he made us to be. Based off of Putty Putman's book, we explored how Jesus didn't just die for us, he died as us. This idea set up many of the things we explored this year.
We can be dead to sin, but still think like sin, and henceforth still want the sin. But if we allow Holy Spirit to renew our thoughts, renew our attitudes, before we take the bite of sin, we will know that God is not holding anything back from us. If we renew our minds, Holy Spirit, renew my thoughts. Holy Spirit, will you? This is not our work, guys. This is not something that we do in and of ourselves. This is something Holy Spirit will do. Holy Spirit, will you renew my mind? And when he does, we will see that God is good all the time, and that we will understand and know the truth of who we are. That's what it means to renew our minds. But then, he not only enters into our brokenness, indeed the brokenness of the world, he no sooner does that than he goes and he hangs on a cross. And in that, he's taking the brokenness of the world and he's nailing it to a tree and killing it. So it's incredible. God takes all the brokenness in the world into himself and then he kills it. He kills it. He's like, I don't want your life to be broken, so here's what we're going to do. Give me all your brokenness, and then I'm going to kill it. And that means is when we look at the Easter story, we don't see Jesus hanging on a cross and say, oh, that's cool, that was some event that happened 2,000 years ago. Whatever, I guess there'll be a payoff in the afterlife. We look at that event and we say, I hung on that cross. I got buried in that tomb, and I got resurrected to new life.
I think some of the best stories are the ones about partners and friends. No one can do it all on their own. Jesus calls us to work together to serve those afflicted by disaster, hunger, and disease, which is why we proudly partner with Convoy of Hope through our One Day to Change the World offering. In 2018, you contributed more than $75,000, which Convoy of Hope then used to help people all over the world. Thank you for your generosity. At the beginning of this video, we highlighted some of the incredible statistics from 2018 across all three campuses. The numbers are exciting. 3 global missions partnerships, 66 people on short-term mission trips, 120 active small groups, 113 baptisms, more than 1,300 volunteers. It can be easy to hear numbers and not appreciate the stories behind them. I implore you, don't. Don't miss out on seeing and hearing what God is doing in your community. Don't miss out on what over 1,300 people have discovered this year. We aren't here to be the best church in our cities. We're here to be the best church for our cities. Hey everybody, I'm so excited to tell you about what's been going on in Bloomington Normal in 2018. This year, we got to start the year off by celebrating our 2-year anniversary in March. What an amazing accomplishment for our campus. We started off in a hotel, Park Regency, if you guys have been following our journey at all, and now we're in our very own space in Normal. It's such an amazing thing. And not only that, in April, we got to welcome 275 plus people to our great egg chase. More people than we even like could dream of came into our building and we got to share Jesus with them. And then at Thanksgiving, we got to bless 100 people with Thanksgiving food boxes. Guys, this is amazing because 4 years ago, we started with 10 food boxes and now we're giving 100 away. And in 2019, we can't wait to see what God does with that. And we've also got to start our Revolution ministry. I know a lot of you probably think, oh yeah, Revolution, but this has been a huge thing for our campus. We had no space before to be able to have weekly Revolution meetings, and now our students can meet on Wednesday nights and experience Jesus in their own way. And God is doing amazing things with that group. And on top of that, we've now launched our School of Kingdom ministry. We haven't done this for a couple of years because we didn't really have the space to do it, but now we do, and we have 9 students plus our leadership. And God's doing some great things with those students. In fact, a lot of those students got to participate in our Thanksgiving food box outreach, and they got to see God heal people, and they even had some salvations during that night. So we're really excited. God's doing some amazing things in our worship services on Sunday. There's just been an uptick in worship and in ministry, and we're so excited to see God just move powerfully among the people as they come and they experience his presence, as they experience healing actually during worship. And not only just in our worship services, but in our Holy Spirit nights. People are coming all the way from Ottawa and even further just to come experience the Holy Spirit. People are craving it, and we're so excited that we get to partner with them in that.
It's hard to believe that in 2019, we will celebrate 10 years as a Sullivan campus. We felt like God put a vision, a dream in our heart that was full of possibilities, to see people come into relationship with a real, present Jesus, to see families transformed and local communities where hope was dying rise up again. Over these 9 short years, we have built many relationships and invested love, time, and resource into our communities. It is humbling to know that we have a reputation in our Sullivan community for loving our city well. What has happened in the past year was completely unexpected and unprecedented, which is just like God. Through one miracle after the other, we've seen life and hope sparked in our city. A shift is happening. This year, we've had more people involved in more small groups in more locations than ever before, including growth in our student ministry, Revolution. You will see some awesome properties that God has entrusted us with. But we didn't ever intend to be property brothers, I promise. Our intention has always been to provide places and spaces where growth can happen, because healthy things grow, healthy communities grow, and we get to play a small, awesome part in God's huge plan for Central Illinois. I could tell you story after story of how God is moving in people's lives, but I want to leave you with this statement. Your simple obedience to God has the power to change history. God wants to write history with you, change the world with you. Live a life beyond yourself. Give your yes to Him.
are headed to Building 1225. It's an amazing place that you won't want to miss.
This is a neat building, and it's going to change the whole way we relate to Sullivan, don't you think?
I think it will. I think it's going to really change the culture of our city. We're going to see kind of a new way of people thinking about old things.
You know, for those of you that think we prayed long and hard about this, God really gave it to us as a gift. Wow. I think it's going to have a dynamic that's going to change your life, the church's life, and this town's life. This much space, 35,000 square feet for that price. Wow. I'm a little jealous, but you're on my team, so how can I be jealous? So I'm excited what's happening here. I think Sullivan's going to lead us in showing us how to reach our communities in a unique way. So bless you, bless this building, and bless this church.
I'm just super pumped to just be able to be a part of this and to be a part of changing the culture in our community.
Family and kid-oriented is this. This is really fun. This is cool.
Great.
It's really exciting. I'm excited.
I love this space because of the activity that's coming and the activity that's already being done.
What's coming?
We've got children coming in. We have venues coming in. It's just going to be fun.
This space is amazing. We are so excited to see what's happening with both our Sullivan family and the greater Sullivan community as we get to see just the amazing and cool stuff that we can do as we serve families and businesses and so many others here, just to see what God's going to continue to do. It's been amazing to see what he's done so far, but what he's going to continue to do, the sky's the limit. All right, well, our next staff member is somebody from our Sullivan campus. This is Jamie Crozier. Now, Jamie is our campus communication liaison, whatever that means. All right, well, let's go ahead and give her a call. We're going to have to go do this one through video conference, make an efficient use of technology, right? We don't have to travel that far. Technology does it for us. All right, here we go. Let's make this call. Okay.
Oh, hi, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Well, the reason I'm calling today is to do your 2018 annual performance review, all right? Are you excited?
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, it's time for your review.
I thought we stopped doing that. Remember, people were crying?
Oh, no. The tears were just fuel for us to keep on going. We love this stuff. It's great. So let's go ahead and get started. So tell me about your biggest accomplishments in 2018.
Oh, well, in 2018, we had many accomplishments at the Vineyard Church. Just a second. Hey, Carolyn. Hey, can you stop shredding right now? I'm having a meeting with Mike Yoder.
Oh, hi, Mike. I'm so sorry.
Okay, sorry, Mike. She clearly didn't understand that we were on a Teams call.
Okay.
Anyway, I would say that one of my biggest accomplishments in 2018 was the growth of our compassion and outreach ministry with the purchase of Building 1225.
Hey, Jamie, can you help me on my spreadsheet? Because you know I can't do it on my own.
Doris, I'm actually in a conference call with Mike Yoder. It's my annual review.
Like once a year?
Yes, it's very important. So, like, what do you think is more important? The annual review or you and your spreadsheets?
Me.
You know what?
So I don't come first. I work with you. Like,
go ahead, Mike.
Oh my word. I thought spreadsheets were her highest priority. Wonder where I come in at.
This is what we deal with.
You know, let's let Doris know her review is going to be next, right? Cinnamon rolls better be awesome.
Curtis, did you have that draft ready yet?
Jim, you only asked me for it 10 minutes ago.
Well, hurry up and get it done.
Jim, I am having my annual review with Mike Yoder.
Well, you, Mike?
Wow. You know, Jim just gets a little explosive at times. I'm sure that, you know, it'll all be good. He'll still totally be respectful the next time I do his review. Let's go.
That reminds me, the Bible tells us that we are to be grateful in every situation, not for every situation. And we may need to have our senior executive pastor, Jim Plank, do a conduct review with HR. Although I guess we don't know what he's really saying in all these videos where they beep him out.
Here in Champaign-Urbana, we've been leaning into being the best church for our community. Take our Hope Center. Our Hope Center for years has been reaching into the community, meeting people with the love and power of Jesus. And this year, we were awarded the Interfaith Community Service Award from the NAACP because they've recognized the community impact that we're having. HOTS, Healing on the Streets, has faithfully, weekend in and weekend out, been connecting with people, ministering to people, and leading people to Jesus. Our small groups are creating community in homes as more and more people are vitally engaged with the amazing work that God is doing here. Our Alive ministry is reaching the University of Illinois campus. Our 50 Plus ministry just hosted a powerful conference with Brian Blount as he teached and trained people how to walk in the love and power of Jesus in their everyday lives. Our Kingdom Kids ministry is raising the next generation of world changers, and I believe that it's just getting started because here in Champaign-Urbana, we're becoming the epicenter of a whole new set of translocal things that are influencing not just this community, but far beyond. As we write books, we write new songs, we raise up ministries like our More Love, More Power conference and School of Kingdom ministry and beyond. It's so exciting to see the ways that God is empowering us to reach our community. And I want to invite you to get invited in a fresh way as we head into 2019.
Wow, God is so good. Hearing Putty talk about the stories that were written in Urbana in 2018, I'm so thankful for all of our volunteers. When other organizations are recognizing the powerful change you are having in the community, you know God is behind it. So congratulations again to the Hope Center. To our volunteers, thank you for your faithfulness. Maybe you welcomed people when they entered the doors in Sullivan. Maybe you helped create a space for middle school and high school students to encounter Jesus by volunteering with Revolution in Bloomington Normal. Maybe you spent hours training and becoming certified as a Stevens minister and are now investing deeply in someone's life in Urbana. You may not have received a plaque this year. You may not have even been recognized by name, but by serving, by using your time, energy, or financial resources, you have played a role in changing the world. You have loved someone that Jesus loves. You have cared for someone that Jesus cares for. And we can't thank you enough. You've gotten it. You've understood. You come to church on Sunday so that you could be the church on Monday. We can't wait to hear the stories you will help write in 2019. From the very beginning of our church's story, we have had a passion for giving away what's been given to us. Whether it's teaching, worship, curriculum, or church resources, we've made it a goal to be generous with the whole church. My dad is famous for saying, "We're blessed to be a blessing." One way that we love to give to not only our church, but hundreds of other churches is through our annual conference, More Love, More Power. This conference is packed with opportunities to experience encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn from gifted leaders, and enjoy powerful worship and ministry. We look forward to seeing you at MLMP 2019. In May, we celebrated our church's 40th anniversary. It was a month of celebration, reflection, and looking ahead to the future. Each weekend, we celebrated by highlighting the building blocks that have made our church what it is. Our pursuit of supernatural breakthrough, our value of tribe, our commitment to excellence, and our heart to steward missional leadership. It was during this month that Happy and Diane announced that they would continue the process of transition by taking on the new titles of founding pastors and promoting the next generation of leadership to take on even more responsibility in leading our church family. Mike and myself, Jim and Putty, took on the role of senior executive pastors. We are excited about the future and humbled as we look at all that God has poured out for 40 years.
Well, as God began to reveal all these amazing things about himself, guess what? He's always looking for our response. And it's a response of faith. You know, so often I hear people say, well, if God wants to do that, he can. That's not faith. That's not faith. He wants a relationship of trust. He wants you to grab a hold of what his word says. He wants you to believe that word, and he wants you to let go of all of your shenanigans and your manipulation and your trying to be good enough. No, because he is so eager to reveal.
I challenge you and encourage you to not settle for an inferior vision for your life. Rather, through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, deny yourselves, listen to Jesus, and then obey. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, hear and obey. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, in the power of the Holy Spirit, following him with intention. And friends, you won't know where he is taking you all the time. You won't know how you're going to get there, but you can trust him with your whole life.
Our church has a value for learning and growing in our understanding of God. We love that God is continually revealing more of himself to us as we study his word and press in for the more. Our series, The Gold of the Gospel, was an important revelation in our journey to know God more fully. Over the last 40 years, we've been mining out much of these truths, but this summer they came together in a powerful series that highlighted God's story as it's told through the family relationship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It might simply be summarized as this: the gospel contains a 3-in-1 message, a message of our identity, our destiny, and our relationship with God. From this triune treasure, we began to explore the implications for ourselves, our communities, and ultimately, the world.
God has a plan for you. He wants to help you. He wants to give you everything he's ever promised you. Lots of you don't believe that. But when you get to know Jesus Christ and then who you are in Christ, you begin to see him as bigger, better, and more beautiful, your jaw will drop. You'll say, Lord, I got to have whatever you got. I want it. Whatever there is for me, I'm signing up again.
Instead of working for God's love, I work from God's love. Instead of feeling like I need to grab something externally so that I feel better about myself, I sit and I wait until I feel the Holy Spirit whisper to me, God's fatherhood. He says to me, you are my beloved child. You already have an A. You don't have to perform. And this shift, it will change your life when you allow the Holy Spirit to breathe his truth into you. And allow you, instead of first going to behave, 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 we say, Father, we belong, we belong, we belong. Now, do I serve God? I absolutely serve him. But I serve him out of a place of knowing that I'm his beloved son. Do I please him? Absolutely. But I don't perform to please him. I partner to please him.
Now, we have some great pastors on staff, and I want to introduce them to some of you. So, this is Thad Sweet. He's our care pastor. One of the most gentle and compassionate people that you'll really ever meet. Check him out in here. All right, well, here we have the video editing room, and this is where the Derek, Mr. Video, is. We call him Mr. Video because he does such an amazing job with all the videos that you get to watch on weekends, social media, you know, all over the place. He's behind the camera, he's editing, it's awesome, right? You can see the amazing deals, just like the one you're watching now, right? With me as the star. You're welcome. Yeah. Hey, Derek, thanks for letting us stop by.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, Mike, good to see you.
What, Derek, I was just, how did you get behind the, Derek, what is happening right now? You were just in two play?
I have no idea.
Let's go Wednesday. This is weird. All right, we'll see ya. Okay, moving on. Well, okay, right here we have Clay. Clay's awesome, right? He's a good guy, always got some energy in Clay. And this here is Putty, right here. Everybody knows Mr. Silly Putty. Love that guy. And then, of course, we have Samuel.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It's Play-Doh.
All right.
I think we've got it. Yeah. Well, Leticia, it has been a really good year, don't you think? What? Yeah. Whatever, not that important, clearly. But I hope that you've really enjoyed this glimpse behind what happens here at the Vineyard, and you have a great 2019.
Mike Yoder, it's time for your performance review. Come to my office immediately.
And that last part there, where Mike gets called into Hap's office to get his own performance review, that's a narrative device we storytellers like to call poetic justice. And don't worry, that's not what it is actually like behind the scenes here. The truth is, as you may guess, Mike is actually incredibly gifted and patient, and I couldn't imagine a better partner as we lead together into 2019 and beyond. Thank you for being part of the story of 2018. Thank you for being part of our family. Thank you for your generosity. Together, we are changing the world with Jesus. On behalf of our leadership team, we extend our deepest appreciation and gratitude. We look forward to writing many more stories with you in 2019 and beyond.